إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him. We seek His forgiveness and we ask for His assistance. And we seek refuge in Allah from our evil souls and the outcome of our bad deeds. Verily, whomever Allah guides to Islam, no one can lead astray. And whomever Allah allows to go astray because they do not want any guidance, then no one can guide that person to Islam. And I bear witness, as you bear witness, that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. May Allah send his peace and blessings upon him. All you who believe, have taqwa of Allah the way He deserves it, and do not die except as Muslims, submitting to Allah. O mankind, fear your Lord, who created you from a single soul, Adam, and from him created his partner Eve, and from them dispersed many men and women upon earth. And fear Allah to whom you demand your mutual rights. And reverence the wombs that bore you, or keep your kinship ties, don't break the family ties. Verily Allah ever watches over you. All you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and say a good word. He will help you establish good deeds, and He will forgive you your sins. And whomever obeys Allah and His Messenger has attained the greatest success. As to what follows, the most truthful speech is the Book of Allah, the Quran. And the best way of life, and best example to follow, is that of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of affairs are the ones that we introduce into this deen of ours. Because every newly introduced matter is an innovation, and every innovation will lead us astray, and if we are astray, we'll be going to the fire. Brothers in Islam, as we live our daily lives, we come across a lot of evil acts being performed by Muslims and non-Muslims alike. You see a person lying, and you see another one cheating, and you see another one smoking, and you see another one looking at women with lust, and you see another one betraying the trust, and you see another one pretending to be something that he is not, and you see another one stealing, and you see another one disbelieving. As you live your daily life, you come across these things, whether from the Muslims or the non-Muslims. The question remains, what are we expected to do? What does Islam teach pertaining to seeing such evil? Do you watch or do you get involved? I will be trying, inshallah, in this khutbah to expound on this subject. Our reference is always and forever the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not the opinion of such and such person, or this philosopher,
or that religion and that ideology. Our reference is the Quran, the Book of Allah, and the Sunnah. What do they teach pertaining to us seeing evil? And what is expected of the Muslim? If you come across the narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was narrated by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه وذلك أضعف الإيمان. رواه الإمام مسلم. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whomever among you sees some evil, let him change it with his hand if he's able to do so. But if he's not able to do so, then with his tongue you speak against it. But if he's not able to do so, then with his heart, meaning you disapprove in your heart. But he alayhi salatu wasalam made a comment after he mentioned the last one. He said, but this is the weakest of faith. The weakest of iman is when you see evil being established and conducted in your presence and you do nothing about it. Sometimes it's not because of the weakness of iman, it's because of wisdom, that you're afraid if you try to stop this evil, more evil will come. We will discuss this shortly, inshallah. This particular narration is the foundation in Islam, because if we do not do that, here's the other narration which explains the outcome. From Hadith Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والذي نفسي بيده لتأمرن بالمعروف ولتنهون عن المنكر أو ليوشكن الله أن يرسل عليكم عذابا منه فتدعونه فلا يستجيب لكم. رواه الإمام الترمذي. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم warned us, brothers. He said, verily I swear by the one whom my soul is in his hand, meaning he's swearing by Allah, because Allah controls the souls when you live and when you die. He said, you will enjoin the good. You will enjoin the good and you will forbid the evil. Otherwise, Allah will send upon you a punishment and then it will encompass you. Then you will supplicate to him and he will not answer. How many times have you heard the Khatib making dua for the Muslims and for us to, for our condition to become better? We are in the same place, more or less, with some minor improvement. Why? Because many people have abandoned and joining the good and forbidding the evil. They became like the Jews, as the Prophet ﷺ described them in the hadith, that the scholar would be sitting with the average person, seeing him upon evil. So he would advise him, oh, such and such person, this is haram, leave it alone. But that person wouldn't understand, wouldn't listen, would not take the advice. Then after giving him advice a number of times and not listening, the scholar said, oh well, I will befriend him anyways. And he approved of it. And he did not do anything about it. Then Allah Azza wa Jal cursed them all together. Because we cannot afford to let the people remain upon evil and do nothing about it. This is as far as danger is concerned. If you want to protect the Muslims from harm, then you must enjoin the good and forbid the evil. Now here's another virtue. For those of you who are trying to go to paradise, for those of you who are sitting here because they want to go to Jannah on the Day of Judgment, there's some room for you right now. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. You were the best nation ever produced to people, the Muslims. Why? Because you enjoin what is good and you forbid what is evil and you believe in Allah. Allah being the one, the unique, doesn't have any children, doesn't have any partners. The creator of the heavens and the earth, the only one who the people are supposed to worship. What was the quality of khayriya, goodness? You enjoin what is good and you forbid what is evil. We must do that. Some of the scholars say it's an fard ayn. It's an individual responsibility or obligation to enjoin the good and forbid the evil. Some say it's fard kifaya. It's a community. communal obligation. If some people carry it out, the rest do not have to do it. Whichever one it is, my brothers in Islam, this is a way for us to be among the good whom Allah Azza wa Jalla has praised in the Quran. And Allah says in another occasion in the Quran, وَيْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Let there be among you a group of people who call the people to goodness and enjoin what is good and forbid what is evil, and only those are the successful ones. Only those are the successful ones. Those who enjoin the good and they forbid the evil. Now you may be saying, what is enjoining the good and forbidding the evil anyways? What is good and what is evil? Good and evil is something that is relevant to the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most and number one on the list of ma'ruf, of good, is the worship of Allah alone. So when you are working with your non-Muslim friends at work, and fellows, and co-workers, and colleagues, and you see that these people have started to worship other than Allah, they have opposed the teachings of Adam, and Noah, and Moses, and Abraham, and Jesus, and David, and Solomon. They left all these teachings alone, and they took the teachings of such priests and such person who tells them that Allah has a son, and Allah has a begotten son, and this son is God incarnate, and all these disbelieving concepts. And you work with a person 15 years, and you never tell him anything about Islam. How often have we heard in the Dawah Center, when a new Muslim comes, he's been in the Mamlaka for 20 years. He says, just 2 weeks ago someone told me about Islam. 20 years, people knowing that he's not a Muslim, no one bothered to enjoin the good and forbid the evil. This is unacceptable, my brothers. And this may be an obligation on some of us, and Allah will ask us on the Day of Judgment. This person may come and say, oh Allah, I worked with him for 20 years. He never bothered to tell me about Islam. Islam is the way of life that Allah has put in every person's heart. When you invite people to Islam, they find that it already exists there, but nobody told them about it. So the number one good that you call the people to, my brothers, is calling people to Tawheed, the worship of Allah alone. And this is opposed with the greatest munkar, the greatest evil, is ascribing partners to Allah. Worshipping other than Allah, while Allah is the one who provides us, sustains us, created us, and the one who will gather us on the Day of Judgment, and the one who will judge us, and the one who decides whether you go to heaven or hell. So we worship other than Him. So we must enjoin the good and forbid the evil. If you see your Muslim brother not coming to the Salah on time, you must tell him, Ya Akhi Fir Allah, the Salah is important. This is your connection with Allah. Don't pray at home like the women do, because you're not a woman. You're a man. And the place of worship for the male are in the masajid, not at home, not at work. It's in the masjid. So you see someone lacking and slacking, then you tell them to fear Allah in the nicest manner. And there are many examples that the khutbah does not allow me to enumerate. But what I do want to establish with you, my brothers, is that there are guidelines for enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. And this may be an obligation on some of us, and maybe many of us have many shortcomings. Maybe many of us don't even bother to tell anything because they're shy or they're afraid of the people. We don't fear the people. Don't worry if someone's feelings are going to get hurt if you're going to save them from the fire. You must share the truth with the people, because if you don't, who will do? Will there be a prophet after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? No. If we the Muslims don't carry this obligation, who is going to do it? Are we going to watch on the sideline, watching the people going to the hellfire because we're too shy to tell them about Islam? Or are we going to be brave and speak the truth and know that Allah will support us as long as we are calling the people to the truth? It's a decision that each one of us can make. You make the decision that you think will lead you to Jannah.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه.
Brothers, after we have established the importance of enjoining the good and forbidding the evil, it is only natural that we discuss the etiquettes or the principles behind enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. Because people are on two extremes. There are some who say, I don't have to enjoin the good or forbid the evil, because Allah says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَيْكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ مَنْ ضَلَّ إِذَا اهْتَدَيْتُمْ. All you who believe, upon you is the responsibility of yourself. Those who are astray will not harm you if Allah guides you. People misunderstand this verse and they think that this is an excuse not to enjoin the good and forbid the evil. Regarding that, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, may Allah be pleased with him, the first Khalifa of the Muslims, got on the minbar like I'm on the minbar right now. And he told them, all people, really you read this verse, and he quoted it, he said, and you use it out of context. You misunderstand it, you misuse it. Really, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, if the people see the evildoer committing evil, and they don't seize his hand, they don't stop him, they don't prevent him, Allah is about to encompass them with a punishment for all of them. It was narrated by Tirmidhi and classified as sahih by the Albani, rahimahullah. So you cannot be on one extreme, or you do not enjoin the good or forbid the evil. The other extreme are brothers who do not have any wisdom. No hikmah, no patience. They want you to change your life in 10 minutes. As soon as he sees you, Ya akhi, you should do this. This is wrong. This is not okay. Change this, change that. You must be patient, my brothers. You cannot expect the people to change whatever your mind wants them to change. You must be gentle in your da'wah, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. And whatever I'm doing on this minbar is an exception to the rule. Because some people have asked me, why do you scream? Why do you scream? Why do you scream? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to scream. They used to describe him, the companion said, when he would get on this minbar, his eyes will get red, and his voice will get loud, and he will become angry, as if he's a general in the army. So this is the sunnah in the khutbah, not to be gentle and soft, because people fall asleep and we need a reminder. But when you're outside the khutbah, you are gentle with the people. You don't scream at them, you don't scare them away, you enjoin the good and forbid the evil in the gentlest fashion, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do. The Arabian guy would come and he would grab him by his collar and push him and pull him. And the Prophet ﷺ was a strong man. If he wanted, he would punch him once and it's over. But he would smile. He would smile. And he would treat him with gentleness and kindness. Because this is the way Allah Azza wa Jalla had taught him. To call to the way of Allah with wisdom and good preaching. And only argue in a good fashion. Not just to be argumental. So the bottom line is the principle, we must do it with gentleness. Also, we must be mindful of sometimes when you try to forbid the evil, more evil will come out. So you don't do that. Someone who's first starting to come to the masjid, and then you see something wrong with him, you know if you tell him, he will never come back. If you tell him, Ya akhi, what you're doing is wrong, and maybe he has a character of arrogance or something, and you're afraid he will never come back to the masjid, you don't forbid the evil. Let him stay until he learns on his own, with patience, and when his iman grows. And we should always begin with the most important things. If you find someone worshipping a grave, or worshipping other than Allah, and then drinking alcohol, you first tell him to worship Allah. You begin with the most important, as Yusuf, Joseph alayhi salatu salam, did when he was in prison. When they asked him to interpret the dreams, he did not interpret the dreams. First he gave him da'wah. He said, Ya sahibayi sijn, a'arbabun mutafarriquna khayrun amillahu alwahidu qahhar. O companions of the prison, is a number of gods, are a number of gods better, or Allah the one the irresistible? After he gave him da'wah to tawheed, then he interpreted the dreams for them. So when we give da'wah, we must follow the same guidelines. These are among the principles in enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. This is the job of the prophets and the messengers. Each one of us here could be either given success by Allah or deprived. You may continue to live your life watching evil and doing nothing about it. Or you may make this change today and say, from now on, when I see wrong, I will speak about it with wisdom and with knowledge. Don't enjoy no good that you don't know about, and don't forbid any evil that you do not know about. You must know what you're enjoining and what you're forbidding. It's a chance for me and you, my brothers. This is a way to Jannah. This is a way for success, as Allah mentioned in the Quran, and khayriya, goodness, as Allah mentioned in the Quran. And it's a way of saving us from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what are you going to do next time? Next time you see someone lighting a cigarette, are you just going to shake his hand? Or are you going to tell him, ya akhi, this is haram. Allah gave you this body to take care of it, not to destroy it. Allah gave you this money so you could use it to please Him, so not so you could burn it. People are dying for a piece of bread, and you buy the 3 and 40 year cigarette so you could bother the people and bother yourself and make a stink that no one wants to be around you. Go to the masjid, make it difficult for the people to do salah because you smell like an ashtray. You must speak, but with gentleness, with kindness. Perhaps Allah will open his heart and Allah will guide him to do that which is pleasing to him, and you will get the reward, inshallah, for enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. This and the knowledge of Allah, whatever I said that was wrong is an error on my behalf. And whatever was right was success from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I praise Allah abundantly for joining us in this particular khutbah, and ask Allah to rectify the condition of the Muslims and make us among those who follow the commands, listen and obey, and try to make it to Jannah by doing that which Allah Azza wa Jalla commanded and staying away from that which Allah has forbidden. And not by innovating into this religion and being among those who are astray. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Aqim as-salam.
استووا واعتدلوا. استووا. Close the gaps. Don't leave any gaps for the shaitan. I don't think the mic is working. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.